Back in 2009, in November, the fire department responded to a house fire, found out that all the occupants were out, and the homeowner said that there was four dogs still in the residence. And when they got into the room of origin of fire, they found Smokey. Now, at the time, Smokey was about 6 to 8 weeks old. Brought her out. She was lifeless. She was not breathing. They started doing chest compressions and mouth-to-mouth on her. And ironically, 2 weeks prior to this fire, David Dodd from Invisible Fence Company of Springfield had donated pet resuscitation kits to have on the lead engines. That was one of the tools that was used to revive Smokey. Got her going again and got her to a veterinarian. It was going to cost a lot of money to keep Smokey under care and keep her going because of all the carbon monoxide in her body. And the people that originally owned her, they didn't have the money. They had just lost their home. So they gave her up and we adopted her.
And so does Smokey live at the firehouse full time?
Smokey is a property of the city of Jacksonville. She stays at station number 2 24/7. She's always on duty. She never gets a break. And she's paid in dog food and a lot of TLC.
And so how common is it for firehouses to have a resident dog?
It's not very common, I guess. This is the first one that we've had, and I just started my 25th year with the fire department.
And so Smokey also teaches classes, let's say, or at least is involved, right?
Yep. You know, we've kind of started in the month of October, right around October 10th, which is when October 10th, 1871, is when the Great Chicago Fire. That week is declared Fire Safety Week, where this year they are getting in on kitchen fires and kitchen safety. But yeah, Smokey goes out with us, and she teaches stop, drop, and roll. And our target audience for that is grades K through 3. Because if a kid can see that Smokey can do stop, drop, and roll, then that kid will do it too because they think it's fun. But, you know, they learn from this. That's how they do. And I'll never forget, I had a lady come up to me one time, and she said my preschooler came home, and he was doing stop, drop, and roll, and he was teaching his brothers and sisters to do stop, drop, and roll. So I went and watched him, and I asked him, where did you learn how to do stop, drop, and roll? And he stopped and turned around, put his hands on his hips, and he said, Mom, I learned that from Smokey.
So what's her official title now, having won this contest?
Chicago Fire's top dog, I believe is what it is, top firehouse dog. 2 weeks ago Monday, NBC Universal from Los Angeles called me and said, hey, she's in the top six. We'd like to talk with you. And it just caught me off guard because I pretty much forgot about this. A month and a half had went by. And so we discussed her story a little bit more. And it was a couple hours later, they said, congratulations, Smokey has made the top three. We'd like to bring you and Smokey on the Today Show. So we flew out to New York last Monday and Tuesday, and we were on the Today Show, the Kathy Lee and Hoda Show, and E! Entertainment. And it was awesome because we got to meet the two co-stars of Chicago Fire, and these guys were awesome. They were very down to earth. They found out that Jacksonville is only about 3.5 hours south of Chicago. I know some of the Chicago firefighters, so we started talking about, you know, mutual friends here, which kind of brought it down to our, you know, our level, because these guys are big stars. That's, I think, is the number one show for NBC right now. But Smokey flew on the airplane as celebrity status. She had her own seat. She had her own carry-on luggage.
And any idea what set Smokey apart from the other competitors?
She is a true firehouse dog. She stays at the firehouse 24/7. She had an awesome time in downtown Manhattan. When we got done with the Today Show, we took her walking around downtown Manhattan, and people would see the vest that NBC had made her, and they would say, that's the dog I saw on the Today Show this morning. So once one person stopped us and asked us why some other people would stop, then I would have her do stop, drop, and roll, and by that time I'd have a big crowd. And then I would tell Smokey's story and then tell them, hey, get on today.com and vote for Smokey. So I think that grassroots level type of thing out there in New York and, you know, in the Jacksonville community helped her get that vote out. She is a part of the neighborhood here. We have people that regularly stop by to see her. Lafayette, where the station 2 is a main route for kids to walk to school. And she goes out there and she sees these kids and puts a smile on their face.